Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Do you love him? Well, let's lift our hands up and praise his name. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you this morning because you first loved us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory. Fear not, little flock, he said. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, praise team. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, good morning and welcome to the service with us today. Praise the Lord. We're glad that you could join us. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Get ready to be blessed. Amen. Well, I don't think you came here just to, you know, see your friends. Did you? You came here because it's an hour of worship designated, and you must go home with a blessing. Amen. Praise God. You know, and in fact, one man in the Bible, he said, look, I'm not going to turn you loose until you bless me. His name was Jacob. And he knew, you know, how to get a hold of the Lord. Praise God. Where you are seated, let's just lift your hands and lift your heads. I'm going to pray and I'm going to get right into this. Lord, we thank you once again for the entrance of your word brings light. Shine that light in our hearts this morning. And let us receive understanding. Let us receive knowledge and light in our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, again, welcome to our service this morning. And I believe, you know, if you're watching live, you know, this is GMI Church coming to you from beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Today, I want to talk on the answer of peace. Lord, let your word be verified. Amen. So, but I am going to be praying especially for the sick today. You know, so short message so that I can pray for everyone that needs prayer. Now, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, here's what we are told. He said, look, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be anxious by anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. And what did he follow that with? In verse 7, he said, and, you know, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace is very important. You know, Jesus himself said in John 14 and 27, he said, look, my peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. There's a reason why Jesus said that. Because there are situations around you that can make your heart to be troubled. And there are situations around you that can make your heart to be afraid. But Jesus said, let not your hearts be afraid, neither let it be troubled. Amen. Now, I want to read to us a familiar verse of scripture from Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Remember, the chastisement of our peace. In order for you to have peace, he was badly beaten. It wasn't just for our healing. Now, healing is one thing that can, you know, lead to, you know, for you to have more tranquility and more peace. But peace in general, you know, you may not be sick. It may not be sickness. It may be something else. It may be trouble in the family. You know, it may be trouble on your job. It may be finances. It may be whatever, you know. But Jesus paid the price for your peace. Amen. Now, sometimes when we read this verse, we often forget the fact that he paid the price for our peace. We quote the fact that, you know, he was beaten and bruised for our sins, and also that by his stripes we are healed. But we often forget that there is an all-encompassing thing that he did. In order for you to have peace, he was beaten up. Chastisement, the beating for our peace, the price for your peace was laid upon him. Praise the Lord. And so I'm going to be talking about the answer of peace today. The answer of peace. You know, when we are praying and asking God for something, it is important for us to know that, you know, it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And the peace of God that we read in Philippians 4, verse 7, I'm going to dwell on that for a bit, because that scripture doesn't exactly say, you know, after you pray and bring your supplications with thanksgiving, that God's going to just do it. He didn't say that. We know he will do it. But what he said was, the peace of God that passes understanding. You know, so it means that, look, even when you are going through, you can have peace. Hallelujah. You know, and people say, how can you have peace in the midst of this? Yeah. You know, it's a peace that people can't understand. But it's a peace that Jesus gives. It's not the kind of peace that the world gives. It is God's good pleasure, you know, to give us the kingdom. Today, I'm going to be praying specifically for the sick. The other time, we prayed for, you know, all kinds of your prosperity, your blessings, your this and that, you know. But today, I am going to be praying specifically for the sick. Now, you know, for healing, really. You know, that's the way I should say it. Not just for the sick, but for healing. Because, you know, we don't call Jesus the healer for nothing. Amen? Amen? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Isaiah 61. And he went into the synagogue, took the book and read it, found a place where it was written in the book of Isaiah, and read it. Said, and that's Isaiah 61, really. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, you know, to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prison to them that are bound. You know, anytime that we need deliverance or something needs to be healed, like, you know, heart brokenness, you know, Jesus can heal that too. You know, anytime that, you know, bitter waters need to be healed to turn them to sweetness, Jesus can do that too. You know, Jesus can also heal physical sickness, you know. And one time somebody came to Jesus, you know, in the book of Matthew chapter 8. Let's look at verse 1. In the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 1, you know, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And then there was somebody that came, you know. There were many people, but there was this one person in particular. There was a leper that came and worshipped him and said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now, people pray this kind of prayer all the time. Well, maybe it's God's will, and maybe not. If it is God's will, he can do it. They say, people think, you know, and they say, well, maybe it isn't God's will. But let's see the answer that Jesus gave here. When this man said, you know, if it is God's will, well, he asked Jesus, say, Lord, Master, I know if it is your will, you can make me clean. You know, now the man wasn't sure whether it was Jesus' will, but he knew that Jesus had the power to do it. He said, look, if it is your will, I know you can make me clean. But Jesus would put all doubts aside. God is the dissolver of doubts. Amen. He will put all doubts aside and he will say to the man, the answer that I want to say to you today. It's an answer of peace. You know, he said, look, I will. Hallelujah. Because the man is not sure. Is it your will? I mean, if you will, you can make me whole. If not, maybe not. But Jesus said, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately. Hallelujah. Hello? Immediately, his leprosy, you know, was cleansed. You know, Jesus always, he loves to give us assurances. Hallelujah. Assurances that we might know that it is his good pleasure. In the book of Luke chapter 12 and verse 32, Jesus said, look, it is your father's, fear not, little flock, first of all. He always liked to dispel the fear, you know, the fear. Don't be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. Fear not, little flock. It is your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, in the kingdom, you know, I'm going to tell you some things that are in the kingdom. The kingdom of God is full of blessings, you know, and Jesus came to introduce, you know, that kingdom to us. One of the things he says in the concerning the kingdom, you will find in the book of Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 24. Isaiah 33 and verse 24, it tells us about, you know, the inhabitants of that kingdom shall not say what? Read it with me. The inhabitants, of, you know, this is talking about the kingdom. The inhabitants of the kingdom shall not say what? They will not say, I am sick. You know, because the people that dwell therein, they shall be forgiven their iniquity. It is iniquity and all these other things that brought the iniquity and disobedience of Adam is what brought sickness and all these other things into the world. You know, but because, you know, God has taken care of that through Jesus Christ. So the people, you know, shall not say that I am sick. Now, let's read the something that Solomon, you know, statement that he made when he was dedicating the temple. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 26. When David wanted to build the temple, he couldn't do it. The Lord said, you won't do it, but your son will do it. Now, Solomon, of course, he did it. And so he was reminding the Lord of the things that God said to his father. He said, Lord, you told my father, David, that there would not fail a son to sit upon his throne. And you have done it. And then he began to remind God of some things. Then he said in this verse, which is where the second part of the title for today is taken from, you know, he began to say to God, he said, O God of Israel, now I pray thee, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified. So the word that God has spoken, let it be verified. Hallelujah. So that's going to be my prayer. And I prayed, you know, all night, yesterday and so on about it. I said, Lord, let thy word, which you have spoken, be verified upon your people. And I'm going to read you some of that word, you know, that you may know, you know, for a certainty that the words that God has spoken, they will not ever fall to the ground, but they will be verified in Jesus' name. Now, one of the things that I want to say to you today is in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 1. Comfort ye! He says, speak comfortably to God's people. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Now, well, why would he say that you should be comforted? Well, because your heart may be troubled. Your heart may be troubled because of whatever, you know. And I often like to quote this verse in 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. Especially when we're dealing on the subject of an answer of peace from God. An answer of peace, you know. He says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9, he said, look, if we receive the witness of men, then the witness of God is greater. Now, the witness of men could be a doctor's report, an evil report. You know, that's the witness of men, you know. I mean, they diagnosed, they found this thing or whatever. That's the witness of men. Now, if we receive the witness of men, then the witness of God is greater. And as a matter of fact, you know, we have here in Arizona a channel that is called Eyewitness News. You know, that's what they're called. You know, I mean, when they do their news. You know, so eyewitness news. I mean, you can turn on the television and they might be reporting news of things that are happening in Washington or Houston or Dallas or someplace or even outside this country, around the world. And we believe it. You know, you believe it. You're not there, but you believe it anyway. You know, just because it's the news, we believe it. Anything we see on the news, we believe. Well, the scripture says, if you receive the witness of man, then the witness of God is greater. And this is the witness that God has given us concerning our health. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, he says that he was beaten for our chastisement, the chastisement of our peace. He was beaten for our peace, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, Peter, referring back to this verse, he said, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now that's past tense, because Jesus already paid the price. Now let's look at some promises that God gave, you know, concerning that. Before I do that, I want to read to you one verse where we got this answer of peace from. You know, this is the story of Joseph, you know, when he was in Egypt before Pharaoh, when he came out of prison in Genesis 41. You know, actually, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to paraphrase it. Came out of prison in Genesis 41, and you know, nobody else could interpret Pharaoh's dreams. So when he had an opportunity to, he was introduced to Pharaoh. He came there, and Pharaoh said, "Well, this is my dream," and so forth. Well, and this young man said, well, it's not in me, but God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Amen. The Lord will give you an answer of peace today concerning anything. Now, the word of God, here's what we are going to do. I'm going to take the word of God and challenge him with it. And I'm going to say, Lord, let your word which you spoke by your mouth, let it be verified in the lives of your children as it is today. Amen. When you put God like that in a corner, so to speak, well, he really doesn't have a choice, you know, because his word is his bond. You know, what he says he will do is exactly what he will do. Isaiah 55 and 11 says, the word that is gone out of my mouth shall not return void. It will not return void, but it will accomplish the thing that I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So his word which he has spoken concerning us, here are some of them. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. You know, so anytime we hear of these evil diseases and things like that, there's a lot of things going on around the world. You know, this is the word of God unto us. I will put none of this. Now, if this thing ends up on you, it's not God that put it there. Amen? Amen? Because I will put none of these things. In fact, what does he say in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 13? What does Jesus say? You know, Matthew 15 and 13, if you put that up, he said, look, everything which my Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Amen? You know, if God didn't plant it, you know, there's some sickness, there's something in your body. God didn't put it there. Now, it might have come because of, you know, lack of wisdom or whatever, or the devil attacked you, or whatever the case may be, you know. Now, the Father didn't plant it, so it must be rooted out. Hallelujah. I will not put upon you any of these diseases which I put upon the Egyptians. Now, that's his word. So let's hold him to his word today. Now, this word that he has promised us, there are similar scriptures again in Exodus chapter 23, verses 25 to 26. He promised us something similar. He said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. That's the condition. If you serve him, he will bless your bread, he will bless your water, and the Lord will take sickness away from the midst of thee. That means from among the people, he will take sickness away. You know, even if there's sickness inside of you, you can take that literally too. Lord will take sickness from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren. Hallelujah. in thy land. The number of your days will I fulfill. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. That's right. These are some of the promises that God has given us. And the word of God that he has given us today, let them be fulfilled in our lives. In the book of Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2, the Lord says this. He said, unto you that fear my name. Now that's a promise. You know, so we're going to do like Solomon. How he challenged God. He said, look, the word which you spoke, I can see some fulfillment of it. But let it be even more fulfilled. Now I am raising up in the room of my father to sit upon his throne. But let that word which you spoke, not just me, you said there will not be a man that will fail to sit upon, the throne of David forever. He said, so let that word which you spoke, let it be verified. Now that's how you put God, in a spot, so to speak, because his name is his reputation. The name of the Lord is his reputation. So when you say, look, this is what you have said, let your word be verified. And when we came into this building initially and opened it, it was kind of like we did the same thing like Solomon did. In fact, we stood out here and prayed and said, Lord, let it be that at such a time, at any time, if the people be oppressed, if their heart be troubled, if there's something going on in their life that's unresolved, if they shall come into this place, Lord, and they shall spread their hands in this place, let the Lord hear from heaven. Amen. Amen. We prayed that prayer. In fact, we were here for about 24 hours praying that prayer. Some of you were here. So I am going to do exactly that today. I am going to spread my hands and I'm going to say, Lord, you answered Solomon when he prayed that prayer, and we are going to pray that prayer too and say, Lord, let the word of God be verified, which he has spoken. Now, it's not just, ailment of the body. It's ailment of the mind. It's ailment of the spirit. A broken spirit dries up the bones. In fact, your spirit is broken, you'll get sick. and the Lord, he can heal all of that. He can even heal bitterness. Bitter waters, he turns it into sweetness. So I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures, and then I want to pray. I'm not going to preach very long today. I just want to pray for people. In the book of Luke, chapter 5, and verse 17, he said, look, there was a time that Jesus was in the house. Hallelujah. Hello? Is Jesus in the house? Do we have a scripture that says that? Do we? Do we have a scripture in Matthew chapter 18 that says that? Well, let's take a look. Now, give me Matthew chapter 18 and let's look at verses 18 and 19. Let's just look at it. Now, Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Well, and then he says, look, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. Next verse. Verse 20. For where two or three of you are gathered in my name. Is there anybody here today that came in the name of the Lord? Anybody? Let me see some hands. Are you here in the name of the Lord? Are you here in somebody else's name? Well, if you are here in the name of the Lord, let me see. Do we have up to two people in the house right now? Do we have up to three people here right now? Here is a point blank promise. But where two or three of you are gathered together in my name, hallelujah, I am in the midst. Now, if you open your eyes, you might see him. I am in the midst of them already. Anytime that you are gathered together, at least two of you or three in my name. So now keep that in your mind. Then let's go to Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. And keep this in your mind. One day, Jesus was in the house. Hallelujah. And so when he was in the house, The Bible says that the power of the Lord was present to heal. And that's what happens. Because everywhere he went, he was doing good. As a song we sing like that. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, he healed the lepers. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my Lord was doing good. How God anointed Christ of Nazareth, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, who went about doing good because God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with me. Is God with anybody here today? Is Jesus in the house? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, in Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17, you know, there was a time in the evening, Jesus was also somewhere, you know, and then they began to bring unto him those that were possessed with devils and different things like that, and he healed all. All. Praise God. My dear brother here used to say, how many is all? Brother Augustine, how many is all? He loves to say that. How many is all? All is all. He healed all. Hallelujah. That were sick. Thank you, Jesus. Why? That it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, that himself, we read it in Isaiah 53. That, you know, the reason he did it is to fulfill the scriptures, you know. And now we know that Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, what does he say? Jesus Christ what? Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ what? The same yesterday, today, and forever. So if at one time he healed them all, if when he was in the house, the power of the Lord was present to heal, I'm just making an argument like Paul used to make argument in the Bible, you know. If at one time he healed them all, and if one time, you know, when he was in the house, the power of the Lord was present to heal, and if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and furthermore, if he says, where two or three of you are gathered, I am there, now therefore we conclude that he is here to heal all. Hallelujah. That's right. I make that conclusion. By all the things that we read, we just suppose all the scriptures together, we come out with this conclusion that the power of the Lord is present to heal here today. Amen. Now, if you are ready, I'm going to pray for you. Now, you may stand for yourself. You may stand for somebody else. It doesn't make any difference to the Lord. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Now, physical sickness, number one. Now, let's connect that to peace. Now, if you are, because we're talking about God will give you an answer of peace. Now, if you are sick, if you have to run from pillar to post, from doctor to this, from this to this, you will not have peace. That's not kind of peace. I mean, you're running all over the place, you know. But the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the work of and the effect of righteousness shall be tranquility for you. The Lord wants you to have peace. Hallelujah. He said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives. You know, so, you know, and he paid the price to ensure that we have that peace. He was beaten. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. He was beaten that I should have peace. So anytime I don't have peace, for whatever reason, I go back to Isaiah 55, 53 and verse 5 and say, look, the Lord already paid the price that I should have peace. Hallelujah. So I speak to the situation and say, Lord, let me have an answer of peace. Hallelujah. You know, the young man, he told Pharaoh, he said, the Lord shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And I pray, you know, through the weekend, that the Lord will give you an answer of peace today. Amen. Now, whatever it is that you are praying for, today, it's not so much. We already did that. We took care of this 3 weeks or so ago. We took care of your advancement. We took care of that. But today, I want to take care specifically for healing. Now, if there's any troubled waters in your life that you need healing for, or if there's somebody that needs healing and you want to stand for them, it's all the same. It's all good. The Lord will give you an answer of peace in Jesus' name. Now, having proven that Jesus is here, and having proven that wherever he is, the power of the Lord is present to heal, what else do you need? You know, come and get yours. It's that simple. You know, it's a whole, Isaiah 55. Let's read it from verse 1. He says, look, every one of you that thirsted, you know, you need something from the Lord, come to the waters. Without money, without price, you know. Jesus already paid the price, so you don't need to pay for it again. But if you don't take advantage of it, you know, many times, you know, if the Lord showed you this, you know, maybe one day you pray and the Lord might show it to you. Many times, you know, when you see Jesus, you'll be crying. You'll be crying. Why? Because the people are not taking advantage of the things he already did. You'll just be sad. You'll be crying. Jesus already did his part. Because when he was hanging upon the cross, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. One of the things that the Lord sent the Christ to do is given to us in 1 John chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. You know, particularly he said that, you know, the Lord, you know, was manifested. The Son of God, in this verse, was manifested in order that he might destroy the works of the devil. And if that was, you know, his purpose, to destroy the works of the devil, and if he hung on the cross and said, it is finished, then ladies and gentlemen, let me submit that the works of the devil are defeated and dismissed and defeated and destroyed. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to pray. Let's stand to our feet. I want to pray. Now, the other thing I want to say to you is, who has despised the day of small things? You know, because you don't know, you know, the Lord said, look, the stalk of the heavens, you know, and the birds and the cranes and all of these things, they know their time, but my people do not know their season and time and the judgment of the Lord. The Lord has a judgment against the things that are plaguing you today. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. The Lord has a judgment against the things that are plaguing you because of the cross. Because when the Father, when he sees the Christ on the cross, and, you know, they told Jesus, come down from that cross, but he didn't. He stood right there for you. Come down from the cross, they said, and he didn't. You know, and when the Lord, you know, that scenery of Christ being on the cross is ever before the Father. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus is ever able to make intercession for you. Show the Father again. I was on that cross bleeding for them. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray for you. Praise God. I need the anointing oil. I want you, if you, today is specifically about healing. If you need healing, I want you to come. You know, and let's believe God together. And if you need healing for yourself, come. If you need healing for somebody else, you know, you stand in the gap for somebody else, come. You know, come and receive what the Lord has already done. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. All right. So come for that healing. Hallelujah. As he plays softly for me, come. You know, sometimes people are always waiting for somebody else to step out first. You know, there was a man, his whole story was different. He actually said, look, he said, I try to step out, but somebody always getting ahead of me. You know, so don't let somebody get your blessing. Amen. Amen, people. Don't let anybody get your blessing. I am praying specifically today, and I've been seeking the Lord about it, you know, for healing. And I challenge the Lord today that if indeed you are in the house, which we know he is. We already read the scriptures. If indeed the Lord is in the house, and if indeed every time he's in the house, the power of the Lord is present to heal, and if he did it before, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, therefore, we challenge him to do it again. Amen. Now, I'm going to pray first, general prayer, and I'm going to pray for everybody that is standing here, one by one. You know, that's why I cut it short, so that I can have time to pray for you. Now, Father, I thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus, because your word is forever settled in heaven. Can somebody say amen? Now, let it also be settled in your heart. Let it be settled. It's already settled in heaven. Praise God. Psalm 119, I believe verse 89, will tell you that. The word of God is already forever settled in heaven. But is it settled in your heart? You know, have I showed you by these arguments from the scriptures today that God, you know, will confirm his word? Now, Father, I pray. You heard me already. But Lord, that the people might know that you sent me to pray for the people today, I speak it in your name. Let your word, which you have spoken, hallelujah, let it be verified. The word that you have already spoken in scriptures, that I will not put any of these sicknesses upon you. The word that you have already spoken in scriptures, that every plant that my Father has not planted shall be rooted out. There's anything inside your body, God didn't put it there that doesn't belong there. It must be rooted out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Moreover, he said, unto you that fear my name. Now, those of you who are here, standing here in front, do you fear the name of the Lord? You fear the name of the Lord? You fear the name of the Lord? Do you fear the name of the Lord? That's a point blank promise. Unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Now, if the Son of Righteousness, said the Lord is our Son, you know, Psalm 84, I believe, verse 10 or 11, the Lord is a sun and a shield to them. Now, if the Son of Righteousness is over you and healing is over his wings, hallelujah. Now, what is he going to do? The Lord is a sun and a shield unto us. You know, he's the Son of Righteousness already, and his shield unto you are those wings of healing. They are over you already. So, I say all these words just to boost your faith. You know, I could just come out here and begin to pray, lay hands on people and so forth. That's already also in the Bible too. These signs shall follow them that do what? This sign shall do what? Follow them that believe. In my name they shall do what? They shall lay hands on the sick. And the sick shall do what? What does it say the sick shall do? Recover. Well, I'm a believer. You know, and because I believe, I have also spoken. It is written in the volume of the book concerning us, these things that we have spoken today. Therefore, we will lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah. And the sick shall be recovered. Now, when we lay hands on you and put the anointing oil, there's nothing in this oil, it's just oil. But, you know, it said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The apostles went everywhere. They anointed with oil them that were sick, and they healed them all. You know, so let them call for the elders of the church. We pray over them. Anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and they will be healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so, you know, I'm just going to do this real quickly. It doesn't take the Lord any time at all. All I need for you is if any two of you, we read it in Matthew 18. If any two of you, can you put that scripture up again? Matthew chapter 18, and I think verse 19. Put it up again for us. Matthew 18 and verse 19. I say unto you. Can we read it together? Again, I say unto you, that if any two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Well, let me tell you who the two people are. You and me. Hallelujah! That's all you need. Just need somebody to believe with you. That's it. You know, so since I'm here and since I have the privilege of laying hands on you today, I will agree with you. Hallelujah. And if I agree with you and I lay my hands according to scripture, you will be healed. And you will recover. And it doesn't matter how long the thing has been there. You know, don't let the devil deceive you. Say, look, you've received prayer before. You know, so why it was different? Don't worry about that. That's not your concern. Your concern is to believe the scriptures. Amen. You know, that like the man, 38 years of infirmity. He kept coming, kept missing his opportunity. But one day, everybody say one day. And say, this is the day. Say one day. And say, this is the day. One day. And this is the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm going to do this. I am going to pray for everyone that is here. And whatever it is, just believe God. That's all there is to it. Believe God as we lay hands on you and put the oil. That's it. And I will pronounce this first as a general prayer. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. I want every one of you that's here, stretch your hands as you look towards this place. Raise up both hands. Because this was the prayer we prayed when we dedicated this building. We said, Lord, if thy people are troubled, and they shall come and spread their hands in this place, towards this place, then hear thou from heaven. Hallelujah. This was the prayer we prayed. And I am going to stretch my hands in this place along with the people. Now, O Lord, thy word which you have spoken to us, to say that if we call upon the name of the Lord in agreement, any two of us, that word that you said, it shall be done, that which you have spoken by your mouth, let it be verified by your holy hand in the lives of your people today, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that you give an answer of peace to everybody that is here, regardless of the weakness of men, regardless of the evil report that you have received medically. If you receive the report of men, then the report of God is greater. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, as we lay hands on the sick, verify thy word which you spoke. And they shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Again, Lord, verify thy words which you spoke, that says, I will not put any of this sickness upon you. And if the sickness is upon you, it's not God that put it. And the Lord said, everything that my Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Now, let every sickness, let every sickness and every disease that is in your body, tumor, can die by the fire of the Holy Ghost. How many of you know that? How many of you know that? By the fire of the Holy Ghost, tumor can die. You know? Even cancer can die. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, effects of stroke, and all these things, you know, that just plague the people of God. In the name of Jesus. We command them, if it's in your body, God didn't put it there. Therefore, it must be rooted out in Jesus' name. And the Lord said, I will not put any of these sicknesses upon you. And I will remove sickness from the midst of you. So some of you may have some in things internal. Some may be external, some may be internal. The Lord said, I will, from the midst of you means among you, number one. But it also means inside of you. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, that the word of God, you know, is able to go between the bones and the marrows. The word of God can be health to your navel, can go inside your bones, can go inside your marrows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God is quick, is powerful, is sharper than surgical instruments. Any surgical instruments that they can put together, the word of God is sharper than it. It can pierce to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. When your soul is famished, when you feel like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in the desert, when you feel like a sparrow on the mountaintop, when your days feel like the shadow that declined, when you feel like you have nothing going for you, in your soul, in your spirit, you latch on to the word of God. Amen. You latch on to the word of God in your spirit, and it goes inside your bones and your marrows. Now, enough said, I am going to begin to lay my hands on the sick. You know, Jesus said to Peter said, well, you know, First, he said, "You don't wash me, Lord." And then when he figured out, he had to be washed. Because Jesus said, "If I didn't wash you, you are not part of me." He said, "Ah, okay. Not just my feet, every part of me." Jesus said, "Don't worry about it. If you are washed, you are washed." Hallelujah. So if we lay hands on you, whether it's your head, the thing may be your back, it may be your side, maybe your knees, maybe your, you know, inside any organs inside, it doesn't matter. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So I'm going to, as I lay my hands on you and put the oil on you, once you have received the laying on of hands on the oil, you can go back to your seat. Go in peace in Jesus' name. Go in peace in Jesus' name. You know, the Lord used to tell them, go thy way. Go thy way. Hallelujah. The things that are holy are from having peace. Wherein he said, the Lord shall give you peace by all means necessary. The things that are holding you back from having peace, the Lord destroy them today in Jesus' name. I lay my hands, go in peace, sir. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's that simple. Hallelujah. Brother, the Lord heal you. Go in peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands up, brother. Hallelujah. The Lord heal you. Go in peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We agree together. The Lord heal you, sister. In the name of Jesus, go thy way. Hallelujah. Thou art made whole. Hallelujah. The Lord heal you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Go thy way in Jesus' name. Thou art made every whit whole in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go thy way, young man. The Lord healeth thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, young man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord healeth thee. Make you every wheat whole. Whatever God has not planted in there, let it be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The Lord heal you. Hallelujah. Everything that's in there that does not belong, let it go out of there in Jesus' name. Go thy way. Hallelujah. Go thy way, he said. Woo-hoo. The Lord heal you, sister, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go thy way. It is done, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on here, young man. Praise the Lord. The Lord heal you in Jesus' name. You know, young people, the Lord loves them. He said, look, let the young people come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of God. Where's your mom? Right? Where's your mother? That's you. All right. You are in agreement with me to lay hands on this young man? You know, your mother says yes. So the faith that your mother has makes you whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Put your hands together for the Lord for that. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Come on, sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord heal you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Everything that the Father has not planted, let it be rooted out. Go thy way in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people can't even see it. You look healthy on the outside, but people don't know that there's stuff on the inside. Well, it doesn't matter. The word of God is a discerner, and it goes into the bones and the marrow. Hallelujah. The Lord heal you. Raise your hands up. The Lord heal, heal, heal. And anything that's in there that is contrary, pull out and rooted out in Jesus' name. Go thy way. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I will not put any of this sickness and any of this disease upon you that I poured upon the Egyptians. And it is not of you. It is not of you to receive any of this sickness and disease. Therefore, the Lord heal you and make you whole in Jesus' name. Go thy way. Hallelujah. It is done. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands up, brother. Praise the Lord. The Lord make you whole. Every wheat whole. Hallelujah. And why does the Lord want to do that for us? That we might have peace. Hallelujah. The Lord give you an answer of peace. Healed. In Jesus' name. Go that way. It is done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hello, sister. How are you doing? Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing power of the Lord. He said, "For to them that fear my name, Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings." You are healed. You are made every whit whole. In the name of Jesus, as we agree, go thy way. It is done in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come closer, sister, a little bit more. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The Lord cause his goodness to be upon you. Heal you from your head to your toes. Every whit whole. Praise God. Just like he did that before, he will do this again also. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Go thy way. Thou art healed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on up, sister. Praise the Lord. You know, good to see you, sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed on such a day as this? He said, "Woman, thou art loosed from this thy infirmity. The Lord heal you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And everything that's in there that God has not planted, let it be rooted out in Jesus' name. Go thy way. Thou art healed in Jesus' name. Amen." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we walk by what? We walk by what? And not by what? Hallelujah. We do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Come closer, grandma. A little bit. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you and I pray for all your loved ones, your children, your grandchildren, every one of them, and even great-grandchildren. The Lord heal them all. The Bible says he healed them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Go thy way. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord heal you. Stand right behind her there. The Lord heal you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in his ways. Now go your way. You are made whole in Jesus' name. The Bible says, if you receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As I lay my hands, you are healed. Made every whit whole, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, inside you and all around you. Healed in Jesus' name. As we agree together, he's a woman that are loosed on this such a day as this. In Jesus' name. Go thy way. It is done in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on now, brother. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Cause his goodness to pass before you. From your head to your toes, inside and everywhere. Healed in the name of Jesus. And everything that has not been planted by our Father, let it be rooted up. In Jesus' name, go thy way. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it is done. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, brother. Raise your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you, brother. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Heal from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. All the things that are inside. You receive a witness of man. The witness of God is greater. The witness of God says you are healed. In Jesus' name. Go thy way, brother. It is done. Hallelujah. Come on up, brother. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands and let's believe the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Healed every part of this body, Lord. Make him every whit whole from his head to his toes, inside, in his organs, and everywhere. Healed in Jesus' name. Whatever God has not planted, come out of there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go that way. It is done in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want you to stand up. We're going to pray together. One last prayer together is in this session of healing. First, I want you to give thanks to the Lord. If you are here, just raise your hands and give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. And then from now on, act like you are healed. Praise God. You know, Jesus, he used to say, take up your bed and walk. If you are healed, don't stay in bed already anymore. Take up your bed and walk, you know. Now act like you are healed. Hallelujah. Put your faith into action in expressing the word of God. Prayer that has gone forth to you, upon you today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for verifying thy word in the lives of your people today. And as they go, Jesus said, go your way. Some of you, it will be as you go your way that you will discover that that thing is gone. Hallelujah. And if it is something that needs to be seen only on the microscope or some testing or this and that, well, go back to your doctors and have them test it again. Hallelujah. Because this time around, you will receive the witness of God. Amen. The witness of men first, but that's God has dealt with that. Now you will receive the witness of men. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and give you all the glory. Now, everything that was inside anybody that came for prayer, whether for themselves or for somebody else that they stood in line for, that was not planted by God, let it be rooted out in Jesus' name. The Lord give you an answer of peace. An answer of peace concerning whatever the reason why you stood here. And as you stretch forth your hands, the Lord remembered even his good word. Because we were here. And the Lord gave us, you know, comfort. Spoke comfortably to us. And we said, when your people come and spread their hands in this place, let the Lord hear from heaven. And the Lord spoke comfortably. And so it is done in Jesus' name. Let's put our hands together for the Lord again. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.